Good morning, we're seeing Chayyim Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chaf, Simen Yud Aleph. And Chayyim is talking about a scenario where there's no problem with Bishul because the item is fully cooked, and it's either a salad or it's a liquid, but it has not cooled totally. So there's no concern of Bishul. We still have this other issue called Chazorah, that there's rules to when you only may return food to near the fire on Shabbos. You cannot put it there the Chatkilo. But he gave us two scenarios so far where that's going to be Mutter. Scenario number one is where it puts it at a distance from the fire, even though it's close enough that it'll reach out to lettuce bow, but it's not a problem because it's not a place where people would normally place things to cook. By putting it so far away, it doesn't look like you're putting it on the fire. The second scenario is you're putting it on top of a pot which has food inside. Here's the third scenario. Now, the scenario he presents, the Shulchan Aruch presents this scenario, Simon Reish Nun Gimel, in the language that the Chayyim says, which is actually not a Lechatchila situation, it's a Chazara situation. But then the Chayyim gives an explanation which would then indicate that even Nesin and Lechatchila is going to be Mutter. Now let's see what he says and we'll understand, we'll clarify. A person wakes up Shabbos morning and he sees that the food which he's left overnight to be used for the Suda by day, it's starting to burn, to dry out. He's concerned that if he doesn't do something, it's going to burn out more. So what can you do? You can take the pot off the fire. So he left the pot on the fire with the rules of Shehiya, leaving food going into Shabbos. See, follow all those rules. And now he wants to take the problem is it's too hot. So what's the solution? You can put something in between. Put a pot in between. Well, what are you going to put? You can't put a pot which has food in between because that's putting food on the fire like a chatchila. So you can take the pot which has your food in it. Let's say, for example, cholent. Take it off. And put over the fire an empty pot. I'm skipping the parentheses for a second. It was Yosef Makderish and his Bashal, Besoicha Agav Kderizu. Then take the pot where the food is cooking in, the cholent is in, and put it on top of this empty pot. So that's going to be mutter. So that sounds like a classic case of Chazor. You took something off of the fire with intent to return it. And he's telling us that putting the pot on the fire acts like a group of ketubah situation. So Chazara is, if the food is fully cooked, the food is still hot. He took it off with intent to return it. He didn't put it down. And putting the empty pot in between makes the fire like it's garfakotim, like it's covered. This is the equivalent of putting ash on top of the fire, putting this pot in between. So that would be that's how the Mishnah understands this then. So this is a classic case of Chazara. Person is taking it off with intent to return it, and the empty pot functions like the situation of Chazal of Ketumah. Now this would be the source for our concept of a blech. What Chazal had, you put ash on top of the coals. We don't do that anymore. We have a gas fire. So what are we putting over there? We're putting this metal piece of metal over on top of it, which acts as a separation between the two. So that's what this pot sounds like. So really the Chayyim should say this is mutter because this is a form of grufa and ketumah. It approximates the ketumah, the kitma is ash, ketumah is the act of spreading the ash on top of the coals. So this approximates the act of ketumah. He doesn't say that. The kiman shakadera mafsek is adif mikira grufa and ketumah. He said, this is better than the kira, which is grufa ketumah. So he gives us, expands it beyond the heter that the Mishnah Berurah understands, that this is the idea of grufa ketumah, and therefore only chazara is going to be permitted. The Chayyim seems to indicate that he feels it's better than grufa ketumah, and therefore obviously chazara is going to be mutter. Taking something off to put it back in such a situation is going to be mutter. But arguably, he would hold it, then even in Sina L'Chadchila would be mutter in that situation, like we mentioned before, that's the opinion of the Chayyim. And this is where that we find that the Chayyim talks about it over here, this at last point. Now, we skipped the parentheses, He discusses the situation. If you have a new pot which is made out of pottery, when you put it on the fire the first time, it strengthens it. So there's a new problem. There's a separate problem of when you put this pot, this new pot. If it would be a new pot that you're putting as the empty pot in between, you're strengthening it, which is a form of makab patish, either the rice or the rabbanon, by doing so. We're talking about a case where it's not a new pot, it's already been strengthened already, so putting it on the fire doesn't do anything to it, so it's not a problem. Our pots nowadays, which are made out of metal, this concern doesn't apply, does not apply. Okay, so that's the points that the Chayyim says. This really introduces the concept of how blech works, and let's clarify that passage in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.